Chapter 1. FAB. Feature. What is it? Advantage. How does it work? What problem does it solve? Benefit. How is it going to improve the customer's personal life? The job I never applied for. It was the summer after graduation. I had just been given the disheartening news that despite my high school diploma, I was 130 level science short from starting at the First Nations University in the fall. Hoping to follow in my dad's footsteps and work towards getting my BISW, I really felt that I had a calling to make a difference in the lives of others, and that social work would be the perfect avenue to get there. I was offered two options to still bring that goal to fruition. One, to sign up for summer school to get that science under my belt, or I could skip the return to high school and take a year off, joining the program as a mature student, at which point I would no longer have specific class requirements. Seemed a little silly to me, but I knew that it wouldn't be the worst thing to build a little nest egg, especially if I was planning on 4 years of education to launch my career. In the meanwhile, I wanted one last summer of freedom, to be at the lake, on the beach, on a bar stool, anywhere but a classroom or a cashier's till. I had worked consistently the last 3 years of high school at a local call center that did surveys of people outside the country on behalf of whatever company requested our services. I was one of the youngest on staff. Aside from the odd university student, the position mostly appealed to seniors who were hoping to supplement their income. We did surveys on everything from banking, political surveys, to their most associated brand of hot dog when they attended a ball game. It was monotonous work, but it amused me, and I excelled at it. More importantly, it gave me the paycheck that got me out of the small town that I was convinced was stifling my creativity and ability to blossom. Just prior to my 16th birthday, my parents agreed to allow me to drive to the city for school, as long as I could cover my plates and fuel. It was a fair compromise, and one I appreciated greatly. Turns out, my hunch was right. I flourished in a larger environment, with more class options and less cliques. I had a bit of an extended high school experience, due to some of my detours along the way, but at 19 years old, I successfully received all credits required to graduate high school, earning me the opportunity to walk across the stage to receive my diploma, along with an award of excellence in communication production technology. It was one of those summers where I think we all thought we were going to get more accomplished than we did. Instead, we ended up doing what we always do. Sitting around the backyard by the fire, or in the garage working on cars, the hot sun getting to us and me getting restless, I was nearing the end of a relationship that I couldn't understand how it had truly begun or why. The guy was quick to anger and incredibly controlling. It also was clear he was much more focused on my friend that we were with, but I was unfazed and was not prepared to care or attempt to remedy the situation. It was the August long weekend when I got the call. We had just finished the Saskatoon car show, wandering around, and my friend had a vehicle in the audio competition. After that, we all headed up to Lloydminster. I wish I could tell you why we were there or whose house we were at, but that part still remains unclear. All I remember is that we were outside, it was hot, I'd been drinking, and my phone rang. On the other line was a gentleman I'd soon come to know as my boss. He said I was looking through the Saskatoon job shop, and I stumbled across your resume. I see you've got a few years of call center experience. I'm looking for someone confident on the phone. I'd like you to come down for an interview with us next week. What do you think? Sorry, what is the name of your business? What position is this for? I wasn't really looking for anything until the end of summer. So, we are opening a dealership in Saskatoon. We wanted to focus on being something different, and I'm confident you'd be an asset to the team. I'm sorry, I don't want to be a sleazy used car salesman. Future boss chuckled good-naturedly and said, Well, that's good because that is not what we're looking for. We are hiring automotive finance specialists, and we plan to have our grand opening on September 31st. Okay, I'll think on it and get back to you. I'm not sure I'll even be back in Saskatoon that early. I spent little time focused on the potential position and was primarily geared towards my iced vodkas and fighting with my soon-to-be ex-boyfriend. Monday morning, I got the call, asking me to come in for the Tuesday interview. I shrugged my shoulders and decided anything was better than watching my summer drift away into oblivion. The interview process. It consisted of 100 one-on-ones at a local hotel in Saskatoon. The first interview was quick, painless. I barely recall what was asked. Primarily, they were focused on a general notion of each of the candidates. I walked in and felt I'd already been sized up the second I smiled my toothy Cheshire cat grin, but perhaps it was more so after they asked how much I'd like to make, and I replied as much as I can. It was the truth, but it came off as confident, which was not really in my repertoire. Not yet, anyways. Nothing more than temporary false bravado, but it got me into the next stage of the interviewing process. Later that day, I received a call asking if I would consider coming down for a group interview. I had no idea what that meant, but at that point, I was intrigued enough that I wanted to find out. When I arrived, I found out the initial 100 was now down to 30. I arrived at the hotel and the interviews were being conducted in three separate rooms with three separate groups of people. I don't know precisely what was being assessed by putting these groups together, but there was certainly a tension and competitiveness that seemed to fill the energy of the room. Three groups of 10, only 10 to be hired. And at the end of the interview process, we were asked to sell the manager one item. One fabled item, sell me this pen, feature, advantage, benefit.